You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This weekend, baseball fans can roll back the clock way, way back, more than 150 years. There's a four-game tournament of early baseball happening at Cambridge Junction Historic State Park in Brooklyn. That's where the Walker Tavern Wheels will host an invitational with the Saginaw Old Golds, the Detroit Early Risers, and the Canton Corn Shuckers. Lori Perkins is site historian. Lori, we're talking about 1860s baseball, so the game was how old at that point?
Oh, practically brand new. It began during the Civil War. The Civil Union troops would play, you know, stick and ball, and it caught on after the war ended, and folks like that new baseball, and that's baseball with two words, not one.
Yeah, so we're saying baseball.
Ball,
so
yeah.
What are the big differences between this 1867 rural baseball that folks will see this Saturday and what we will see on the same day when the Tigers play the Houston Astros?
Ah, well, there are some similarities, but there are a lot of differences. The Wheels play a gentleman's game. They don't swear. They don't charge the batter. They don't get into spitting or sliding and wearing gloves. This game is played barehanded, so the ball will be retrieved just with the bare hands.
Ow.
Ow is right, yes.
What does the ball look like? Is the ball something, does it look like the kind of ball we would see the Tigers play with?
No, far different. The Tigers are playing with a hard surface leather ball, white. These folks will be playing with a leather ball that has slightly less interior core, and so it's a little softer to pick up with the hands. And so while they can hit it quite a distance, it's not going to hurt as much, I guess, when you pick it up without a glove.
And no sliding, huh?
No sliding, and no swearing, and no spitting. And if the conduct of the game is ungentlemanly, the captain of the team will be fined for breaking the rules.
Now, did I understand that really in the 1860s, the score didn't really matter the way it does today?
That's right. It was basically a gentleman's game, and it was not played for money but for civic pride. And, you know, people, they were trying to win the game, but they also knew that the stakes were not millions of dollars.
Now, how long would a 19th century baseball game typically last?
About a couple of hours. They still went the nine innings that the Tigers will do, but that usually takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours to play. It's played on grass. There's no baselines. They don't chalk out a diamond. The bags are made of cloth and filled with sand. They're not pinned down or anything like, you know, they're just like a sack, basically.
And so by going around doing these tournaments and traveling, they're giving a lot of different fans a chance to see historic baseball.
Yes, right, yes. And the tournament is pretty big. The one we're having this weekend is hosted by the Wheels. The Wheels were champions in the league a couple of years back. They do take great pride in their winning seasons. And the distance traveled, I mean, Saginaw, Dearborn. We just hosted the Lottie Dawes for the first time here a couple of weeks ago. So Canton is another distance. So folks are driving a piece to participate in the games.
What is the feeling that you see these historic games bring for the crowds, for the folks sitting there? Is it like rolling the clock back in a cool way?
I think so, yeah. It's a very family-oriented game. We have our team here at the Wheels has about 100 fans, and they do follow them around. They go to Greenfield Village when the tournament is there. And it's not just family. It's local fans as well. But we have kids from babes in arms all the way up to 70-year-olds come out. They bring their lawn chairs. They bring a picnic. They sit in the shade and enjoy the park as well as play here.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. The Walker Tavern Wheels Baseball Invitational beginning Saturday, 9 a.m. at the Cambridge Junction Historic State Park in Brooklyn. And we've been talking to the site historian for Cambridge Junction, Lori Perkins. Lori, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate that.